Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Grimm, and KZN, it is the 25th of November, 2022. Guys, it is Black Friday, it is payday, it's time for some new tackle because the summer fish are here, it is going on, and it's just a month to go before Christmas, and although the year has flown past, we have been blessed with some amazing catches. So guys, on your offshore side, KZN is fishing well throughout the coastline. If you go further north, you are definitely going to get some action that is a lot more hotter, including the weather as well. On your rock and surf side, well, that has been rather interesting. The fish have been around, however, it's more to do with if you put in the hours, you get the rewards. As for the freshwater, well, that is cooking all over the place. But now we're going to get into all of this in this week's show. But before we do, as always, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
The Daiwa Saltist Star Drag Multipliers are strong, yet compact and light. A drag rating of as much as 10 kgs of pressure to the spool. Constructed from machined aluminium and anodized for maximum corrosion resistance. These are high-performing, durable reels. True Free Spool makes them ideal for long casting or live bait fishing. 6.4 to 1 gear ratio makes them fast enough for jigging, yet powerful enough to land big fish. Daiwa. Feel alive.
Thank you, Kingfisher. Guys, don't forget, you can get 20% off this Daiwa MQ series. It's not going to get any better than this. It's the Kingfisher Black Friday deals. It is 20% off everything, obviously excluding bait and products that are already on special. But this Daiwa MQ series, 20% off. I mean, this is exactly what you need for the fish that are going to be bending rods over the summer. So treat yourself to an early Christmas present. Why not? Now let's get into this week's show. We are starting off, as always, down the South Coast with my friend Adam with some really hot, exciting news. He is the South Coast guru here on Angler in New South Africa, and this is what he had to say with his areas from Port Edward, moving on to Margate, Ramsgate, Shirley Beach, Yuvongo, and Port Shepston.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well. Guys, it's the 23rd of 11th, 2022, and December is on our doorstep. It's definitely summertime, and we're almost in full swing with the season as well. December, that is. As we know, Vinesh, it's definitely hotting up in terms of the fishing. We've had some really good, decent catches of non-eds lately. A lot of sandies being caught, loads of smaller hammers definitely pestering the anglers that are trying with live bait for cob and garrick, a couple of greys around, and a few bigger non-eds in between. Spots have definitely been on the more popular areas, you know, your deeper water spots. Again, as I've mentioned in the past, places like, you know, Stabell, places like Orange Rock, Splash Rock, even Margate Pier. So these are definitely not things that are secret. It is well known. Social media has definitely helped that, whether you agree or disagree, it is here, unfortunately. Going over to the edible side of things, there's definitely a lot of small cob hanging around. I know Sandspits, the guys have been saying it's been fairly quiet, but not as quiet as you would think. They are still getting some. There's been some garrick still being caught at the block in Port Shepston. Margate, I know there's been a few. Gordon recently, to mention, got a nice size garrick off Margate Pier, which is awesome for him. So yeah, there's been some good fishing around. The bream still have been also on the bite, and the guys are still getting them. I know also a few chalyun being landed and released, so always good fun catching them. The brusher, however, Vinesh, has definitely dropped off a bit. I haven't seen or heard of much being caught. I know the guys are still trying for them, as we should still be getting them. But yeah, just definitely not much to report in terms of numbers or sizes. I know things have been a little bit slow in terms of rock and surf on the edible side of things. I mean, you can always catch a bronze bream. You can always catch a stone bream, you know, things like that. But, you know, the guys are definitely trying for those bigger, heavier fish that are going to, you know, sort of make him smile, and that would be mainly cob and garrick. I know the guys are still getting kingies, mainly on plug. For all of those guys that are trying for the first time for your kingfish, definitely look at maybe tackling up on your braid, doing a 30 pound versus a 20 pound. You know, these hard fighting fish tend to reef you fairly quick. And if you don't have strong enough braid, even just a hit on plug can definitely snap you off. So I would definitely look at doing that. And hey, it's Black Friday. So guys, if you haven't bought some tackle yet at some cracker deals, head to your local tackle dealers or your fishing stores and definitely buy some tackle. And definitely look at tackling up for summer while you can and while the price is right. Moving over to bass, however, Vinesh, it has been fairly good, I would say. It's just been a bit weird in terms of bites. The bass haven't really been committing fully to the sort of baits, and the smaller baits have definitely gone on the slow. It seems that the bass are wanting the bigger baits. Mates of mine have gone out fishing recently for bass, and they've had a lot of their lures being picked up and spat out, almost as if the bass don't want to commit. As I said earlier, your smaller size baits just haven't really been working, like your 3 inches or your Ned rigs, just not really doing the trick. It seems that in the morning to mid-afternoon, it's also been a bit quiet. I suspect because the water might be a bit warm and a bit bright as we are in summer. So the afternoon period from 3 till around 6 has definitely had a lot more bass being caught and landed on the bigger baits and the more natural looking baits. Stuff like your green pumpkin have definitely been doing damage. So guys, I would definitely maybe look at changing up baits if things have been a bit slower. And that also moves to, you know, your rock and surf side of things. You know, if you're not really catching anything on your usual bait, instead of, let's say, a prawn bait for a bronze bream, maybe try a chocker blob bait. You know, there's loads of info out there and places. And you should know, Vinesh, as you did a book on bait presentation. So there's loads of ways to learn, or just even ask another angler. We tend to be pretty easy, you know, in terms of approachability and just helping out fellow anglers. Vinesh, I know on the deep sea side, things have been really good. The guys have been getting a lot of yellowtail, some nice sized tunas, and bottom fishing's been okay. The rock art have been a bit sort of slow, not too big, but it's definitely more your game species the guys seem to be trying for at the moment. There's been a handful of Dorado popping up as well on our lower coast. So going back to the original part of this voice note, we are definitely moving over to summer fishing. So guys, please, if you haven't got ready, now would be a good time to start, as we are literally on the cusp of full-blown summer. Now, weather-wise, it looks to be fairly okay for this weekend. There was a slight prediction of rain, but again, as we know, these things are only just predictions. On Thursday, tomorrow, mainly a south wind at around 20 to 30 k's an hour, with the swell around 2.3 meters and the gap being around 9 seconds. Now, that wave period pretty much sits at around 9 seconds for most of the weekend. Friday, there's a slight southwester, 10 to 24 k an hour, picking up 1.8 meter swell, dropping slightly later on in the day. Still around a 10 second plus minus gap. And again, just saying that it hangs around that pretty much until about Sunday, where it drops to around 7 seconds, so fairly close on the waves. Saturday, 6k an hour wind, south direction, picking up to around 18k's gusting as the wind does change to an easterly. On Sunday, the wind is a bit heavier, hovering around the 10 to 20k an hour mark, with the swell kicking up to around 2 meters plus as the southeaster does start blowing. So it does look like this weekend will be good, mainly for rock fishing. I do see the extended forecast for the week looking fairly okay for non-eds. So Vinesh, you never know what you're going to catch. And as the people always ask me, what's the best bait? Well, it's the one that's on your rod in the water. Leaving it at that, guys, have a super, super weekend upcoming. Don't forget about Black Friday, and Vinesh, take care.
Thank you, Adam. Always great to hear from you, and I love it. The best bait is the one on your rod and in the water. So, guys, as Adam was talking about that blob bait, there's a new bait guide coming out. As you may know, I do the bait guide series. You can find this for free on all your social media channels. And yeah, that blob bait is certainly my personal go-to bait when the bite is slow. So the rest of the South Coast, bronze bream and hammers are on the bite. As for the bass, more of an afternoon session. But yeah, the summer fish are here. The Dorado is all over the place. Some days better than the others, but it is certainly popcorn season. Now moving down into Warner Beach and Amenzantoti, we are with Gary. And is that Garrick still on the bite? Well, let's find out.
Good afternoon, chaps. It's Gary at the Kingfisher Warner Beach. There have been a couple of browns around. Shad have been troubling. Every fleshy bait, whole bait you throw, you're bound to get a pull from a shad. Most of them, so some of them of a good size. I haven't seen much bait activity. I've been some mackerel there in Durban. Dorado here at, off Balgrini. But other than those browns and a few shad, I haven't heard of much action at all. Let's see what... Well, I hope they stick around, actually, till the opening of the season, beginning of the month. Big ones certainly give a good pull. Let's just see what the week ahead brings. Thanks very much. Bye.
Thank you so much, Gary. Well, yeah, definitely brown skates are on the bite. I've seen some of that on the social media channels and shad. Well, yeah, they're on the bite, but guys, just hold on for a week more. It is almost there, and as Gary said, we are crossing fingers that they stick around. But when we do get them, remember bag and size limits. Now moving on to Durban, we are with Mike V, who's followed by Brad. And this is another fantastic report of what's been going on in Durban and its surrounding areas over the past week.
How's it, bud? First off, let's not forget about a Black Friday sale this weekend from Thursday the 24th to Sunday the 27th of November. There's various items for on sale, 20% all around the shop. On the angling side, a lot of inedibles being caught, diamonds, grey sharks, honeycombs, sandies, there's good going all around. Put in the hours, put in the time, you're going to get them from the north coast to the south coast. And again, not one spot that's been more prolific than others, but yeah, they are around. You just got to have to try and find them. That's it. Edibles wise, again, the stumpies, a lot of bronze green grunters. A couple of days left, shad season will be open. So there's been also a lot of those around, the big ones too. From the bay side, I saw pictures of some lovely grunters. The one looked, must be 5.5-6 kilos. Absolute beast of a grunter. Keys in the bay with some spring in between. Not a lot of it, but they are around. They are getting. Deep sea's been some snooks, some yellowfin tuna. When I was fishing the Mercy last week, Friday, there was a lot of game fish action off there. They're watching the bait shoals getting absolutely hammered. So yeah, the game fish and bottoms are all going well, going good. But have a great time, have a great weekend, and tight lines. Cheers, Ruth.
Well, good morning, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Just saw the fishing over the last week. Yeah, what can I say? The night time, the evening shots have been quite a few yellowtails and some doggers have been coming out over the Glen Ashley Flats area. But most of our target species over the last week has been game fish. We've managed to get a couple of Dorado. They all seem to be around the shipping lane area at the moment. It's definitely... The pelagics are starting. They're not showing the abundance. Some nice sizes. A lot of little baby ones we've been putting back. But yeah, one or two really nice good ones. A 20 kilogram one was just thrown into the bag. But yeah, guys, the water's getting better and better and better. Today I'm sitting out there 23.5 degrees. So yeah, things are looking positive.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, guys, that was Brad while he was on the boat giving you a fishing report. And that's what you can expect here from Angler News South Africa. The freshest content from the best anglers out there. So it certainly seems as though Mike was talking about the variety of fish in Durban. And that's in no specific area around. With some nice, decent big fish out there. And the kingfish in the harbor, well, make your way down to the Kingfisher and score 20% off on those spoons or bucktails or whatever you're using to catch that kingfish. And yeah, as Brad said, gamefish is certainly the talk of the town. Is that the same for Bolito? Well, we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito branch, and this is his fishing report for this past week.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right. And hope we see you in the Kingfisher for the 20% Black Friday sale. Things are heating up, and we've got a lot of guys coming through and stocking up, which is a good sign. Means that they're optimistic and positive about fishing to come. And last thing we're seeing in all of our branches is the diversity of tackle that's being purchased. It's not only rock and surf, it's not only ski boats. We've had in our Salt Truck branch and our Bolito branch a ton of bass tackle going off, boating stuff, ski boats, fly fishing, you name it. So it's been good. And you know, everybody appreciates a discount. And the nice thing about our Black Friday sale is, you know, normally the shops are just in and out. You grab what you got and then you kind of leave and that's it. Our guys are really friendly. We still offer advice. We still offer to put line on if the shop isn't too busy. We still offer our full service expertise and all of that during the sale. So, you know, it's quite nice to go into a shop. And even when you're getting the better price, you still get that level of service that that you guys deserve. So, yeah, head into the shops. If you want to come have a chat, have a chat. And yeah, let us know what's happening in the fishing front, because it has been fairly quiet in the last week. We haven't had a heck of a lot of reports, apart from a couple of inedibles from the surf. It's been quiet, you know. We've definitely had more response from the guys fishing on the boats, catching a couple of snook, mainly south of Bolito, but. To be honest, it will move around and come up, especially after the rains that we had. Tuna, still one or two. Kuta, more coming out by the day. So not a ton yet, but they are coming out. So that's something I'd still keep an eye out for when I'm out on the water. And then back to rock and surf. It has been quiet. There's been far less reports of shad this week. Plaguing the guys when they're trying to catch other species. Last week we had an issue where the guys were putting out baits for stumpies, you know, like sardine heads and all of that, and they're just catching shad after shad after shad on those baits. So we have heard far fewer reports of that this week. So I think the shad may have kind of moved on a little bit. And then we still had reports of stumpies, which is probably the best news that we've had this week so far. Other than that, it's been quiet. As far as our dams are concerned, there's been a ton of fish caught in our local waters, whether it's Hazelmere, Inanda, Albert Falls. The hyacinth issue at Inanda Dam it seems to be a little bit, not under control, but it's been lenient. As far as the weather patterns are concerned, obviously the hyacinth moves around the dam according to the wind, and the guys have managed to get out there and catch a fish or two. But the main focus this week has been at Albert Falls, purely because there have been a lot of fish coming out. And then there was a video that was doing its rounds on a, when I say a tank of a bass, I mean an absolute tank of the bass. If I had to put a guess at it, I would say it was in the 7 kg range. That came out actually from what seems to be from the shore. So yeah, that's that. I didn't have too much details on that, but that seems to be the main draw card for the dam at the moment. And everybody who wants to get in on that action is heading up to Albert Falls. So Albert Falls, I definitely head through to. Hazelmere seems to be picking up. There's a lot of small fish around. So if you want to take the youngsters down there and just catch one or two fish and have some fun, you know, every member in the family can catch a fish at this stage, because that's how many small fish there are at the moment. And it's not to say that you won't catch the big fish, you will catch the big fish, but you have to work a little bit harder for them and just box smart, you know. If there are a lot of small fish smashing in the shallows, don't cast right at the shallows and get all of those small fish to come to your bait. You're going to fish slightly off those shoals into the slightly deeper water, and you're going to look for banks that are less gradual. You're going to look for banks with more drop-offs, because basically those bigger fish use those deeper waters as ambush points, and when the small fish swim close enough to those drop-offs, they shoot out of the deeper water and they get those bait fish. So that's basically the tip of the week for bass fishing, really. And guys, yeah, let us know what's happening out there. Like I said, this last week was fairly quiet as far as reports go, and it does help us to get as many reports as we can in. It helps everybody So yeah, let us know what's happening out there, guys. Good luck for this week. Have a good one.
Wow, Jesse, what another very interesting report. They never cease to intrigue me with what's been going on the fishing scene, especially out there in Belito. So this week, yes, it has been a little bit quiet, but that doesn't mean that there's nothing going on, because it's Black Friday. It's 20% off at Kingfisher. Guys, if you are not fishing, if the fishing is a bit quiet, pop into the tackle store and stock up, because the big fish are coming. Now, as Jesse said, there is shad after shad after shad. They have moved on from Belito, but I know where they are gone to, and that is Mtanzini Banks, which we're going to get to after I mention bass fishing, 7-kilo bass. Wow, our KZN dams are certainly fishing well. And Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg is going to be telling us more about that, I assume. I'm going to get to that part in the show just now. But for now, let's move on to Nick and Mtanzini Banks. What's going on there, Nick?
Good morning, Vinesh. We haven't actually had a lot of activity with regards to deep sea fishing, although we're looking to take boats out. Last week, we had three boats go out. One boat caught three fish, the other one caught about five, and the one about 20, mainly cob in all those catches. No game fish yet, although all three of those boats on Thursday and Friday last week tried. One boat did go very far, it went all the way to High Point. It didn't even get a tuna, or big bonnies or anything like that. So that was quite disappointing. But no, it goes like that. Beach, plenty of shad, spinners, milkies, the odd spotted grunter. Flatfish have been quiet, but there again, the guys that fish in the week don't really fish for them. Shad are getting to the bait so fast. To Jansen Brill and Alpine the other day, they just stopped fishing. Because they just shot for shot shad, and they weren't letting the snapper cob get to the bait. And then watch 1st of December, book, no shad. Murphy's Law. The river is settling, but still the best place to fish is up the stone wall, up the river mouth. The kind of barracudas are probably the most exciting thing to catch at the moment. With the odd river snapper, I've gone quiet. And then, you know, you get your normal little grunters and fishing in the main car park and up the steel bridge in those areas is very slow. Yesterday there was a boat fishing between the steel bridge and the M2 bridge, and they didn't even get a bite. But the day before, when they were up at the river mouth, they were catching a lot of species of fish. So, best to stick there in the incoming water. And then as soon as the dirty water comes towards you, just pick up.
Thank you so much, Nick. So, it looks as though the fishing has been a bit quiet at Mtanzini, apart from a ridiculous amount of shad, which moved up from Belito, and now is sitting out there and not giving the anglers a chance to fish for anything else. As for that offshore side, it depends on which day those rods are going to bend. Now moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ali, and this is Ali's report for this past week.
Good morning, Vinesh. I'm well, thanks, and yourself? Fishing this past week have been extremely good, especially with the dorades being up. Deep sea anglers have been catching plenty of dorado while trolling or spinning, as well as some snook and tuna in between. The bottom fish were a bit less active, but still biting. In our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of salmon and blue shad, using sardine and red eye, or just even slanting the shad and catching salmon also works. The garricks are slowly moving away, but they are still in the area. If you spin for them, I agree. Recommend using bucktail or jig bar jigs. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines.
Thank you so much, Ali. And guys, while we are chatting about Ali, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Ali. Hope you have a fabulous one and keep those rods bending. Guys, Ali has been our correspondent for, well, a couple months now, and she has never missed a show. She gets incredibly busy. She works off a charter boat. She works in a tackle store. She has her ears on the ground, and even on her birthday, she is sending us the latest fishing report. So, yay! Thank you so much for that. Now, moving on to St. Lucia and Cape Vidal. Well, guys, things hasn't been so good over this past week, unfortunately. The Omphalosi River has come down. There has been the odd dorado. Yes, it is popcorn season, so we cannot miss that. However, the water is dirty, and the only fish you're going to really catch, from what I've heard over this past week, is some grunter in the high tide when the water clears up. So, unfortunately, St. Lucia kept vital, not too much action. And with that, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now, back into the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. And this is his report over this past week.
Hi guys, Jan here from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. Last week's weather trend seems to be continuing and intensifying, if truth be told. Crazy weather with the blistering heat and thunderstorms, which looks like it's going to be sticking around for a while yet. So enjoy the sun while you can, as the Norwegian weather gods have it that this weekend is going to be a wet one. Get your rods out and your fishing in now, and then come to the Kingfisher Black Friday sale over the weekend, and come as many times as you like, and then take your new tackle out for a throw when the weather clears in the new week. So how's that for a brand plan? We reported lots of water around last week, and the situation is still much the same. Rivers are full to brimming, as are the still waters. With the high water, only a couple of reports from the river anglers coming in from the Natal Fly Fishers Club. One being from a central beat where the catch was less than expected for this prime piece of water, but as expected with the water levels. Another report came in from a higher beat where the water should be cleaner and somewhat slower, and some good fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter bracket, were reported. As is usual with these returns, no flies are mentioned, but in this case, knowing the angler, I have a strong suspicion that the dry fly was to blame, which is good news and indicative of decent water up top. Another report came in from one of our yellowfish beats, aka the scalies, but sadly no fish were reported. And there's been no word from any of the other usual yellowfish waters, so I suspect that the flows and the colors are too much for any of the avid anglers. On the stillwater side, only a few reports from the NFFC anglers. Once again, I suspect that the mudlands of the Midlands is maybe keeping the anglers from having to wash their car after every single fishing trip. Jokes aside, having been a resident deep in the Dargle for a few years, my advice is just leave it till your fuel consumption starts skyrocketing. Then take the time to spray off the ton of mud glued to the bottom of your truck. That being said, there are always a few intrepid souls who will head out at any time and in any weather. And for those that are taking the risk, winnings can be sweet. The best fish over the last week pulled the tape to over 50 centimeters, that is around the 20-inch mark, with a couple of other fish that came in around the 45 to 50 centimeter, that is 15 to 20-inch bracket. Not bad going. Summer conditions notwithstanding, it seems like some of the bigger specimens are out to play, with the report mentioning we got smashed up a few times. Water temperatures are on the up though, with all returns reporting 20 degrees C and up, and fish are holding deep. One report noted that the fish disappeared in the afternoon when the water temperatures went to some 24 degrees C. Yikes, that's pretty warm for trout, and perhaps worth mentioning again. Tip it up to get your fish in as quickly as you can, so you can release quickly and send back to the cooler depths. This weekend sees the long-awaited NFFC River Clinic taking place on the Moy River in the Camberg Valley. While the weather forecast looks somewhat inclement, I can safely say that the organizers have plenty of materials to present should the river not be playing ball. The NFFC have seen a lot of interest in the clinics that were on offer this year, and places are filled up quickly. So watch the NFC socials of any upcoming events. I am informed that there is already a saltwater flying link clinic on the cards. Once again, the Bass Boys are still keeping their catches on the lowdown, as that competition, which I intimated about last week, is still taking place and currently runs until the end of December. So I expect that we won't see any reports on those anglers that are entered in the comp. There was, however, a very good, and I say very good fish, seen from Albert Falls Dam this week, taken from the bank to boot. So that just goes to show that the big guns can be anywhere. No scale or tape on hand, unfortunately, but from the footage, that bucket mouth was estimated to be in the 70 centimeters, round about 6 kilogram mark. That's a cracking fish. As usual, there are murmurings of some very good fish coming out of Midmar Dam too, but as I say, no pictures, no proof. Tilapia and carp are reportedly on the spawn at present, and barbel are around. So if these species are of interest, well then time to throw a line and get in on the action. So guys, don't forget the Kingfisher massive Black Friday sale. There's all 4 days of it, so plenty of time to get in. So stop by the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you so much, Jan. Another fantastic report, a very great detailed report. And yes, the yellowfish anglers, as well as those bass anglers, are holding those cards really tight. But I am sure after this big bass competition that's going on, we'll hear a lot more of the news from there. But how about that? A 6+ kilo fish off the bank, guys. Wow, the bass fishing is certainly on fire at the moment. And as Jesse said earlier in the show, you know, perhaps go down to Hazelmere. The kids are bound to catch some fish. Get them involved, get them excited. And if you need that tackle, King Fisher is the place to be. So go and get those bass combo sets at 20% off. In fact, there's some specials all over the place. But you know what? Make sure to look out for those King Fisher deals. Now, guys, that rounds off our show. This has been another fantastic one. Yes, if you put in the effort, you will reap the rewards, as a few of our reporters have said over this past week, that the fish are there. It just requires a little bit of effort. The weekend is looking a little bit wet, but you know what? The fish are wet as well. It makes no difference. They are still going to feed, and we are going to get those rods bending and make sure to get those new rods bending if you have spent that cash on Black Friday. So guys, that rounds off this week's show. I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. And as always, remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future.
Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.